Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition, Labor Day morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations to great radio stations all across America. By the way, also on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com is their website. And we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. And, of course, we're also broadcasting, just for good measure, on some of the leading independent stations around the country, too. And we appreciate everybody that's hearing us and everybody that's carrying our program. Plus, you can find us on the Internet as we stream live every night on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, as well as on gcnlive.com. And most of our radio stations have a stream. I know the Salem Media Group does, and you can hear them over there broadcasting the stream. And don't forget gcnlive.com, which is my syndicator, has it over there. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch right now, yep, it's a holiday, but you still got a bunch of hardworking people out there, and we're going to tell you who they are. It's the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. It's the FedEx and UPS drivers. It's the bulk mail center drivers. Now, the local people are off today, but the over-the-road folks that go from coast-to-coast, border-to-border, they're out there bringing the mail to you, I guarantee you that. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the oil products out there, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on X, a.k.a. Twitter, as Captain's America. And, of course, our website, again, is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All righty. We're going to go over here to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And stay warm out there, right?
Well, right. It's all about 66 degrees right now, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm 70. What am I now? 76. Okay. Number 76. So there you go. All right. And, of course, up there on the mountaintop overlooking Tampa, up there right in the height of things, she can look in the windshield of the airplanes as they fly by our house. But anyway, it's Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience. Good morning.
Good morning.
I should point out you don't fire lasers at them. You just look at them and wave. Okay. Denise Simon, let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. You guys ready?
Yep.
Sure.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of
the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And Kyle, we emphasize our two words, under God. Why do we do that?
Because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's right, and that's why they had meetings in churches back then. All right, well, Kyle, I'm going to let you take it away because you got a couple things you want to run by Denise, so have at it. And by the way, I heard a rumor that Denise might be writing soon for the Washington Examiner.
Oh, you didn't.
I started the rumor. Oh, actually, I told you they offered me an opportunity, and I think it's something that you should do because you get paid for it. You get paid for
it. All right.
So much an article. Yep. I know you're going to check it out, and you're going to go from there, right?
Maybe not.
Maybe. We'll use maybe. Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
All right, Denise, let's hit on some domestic politics here. Number one, of course, you've got RFK Jr., who's calling out about Biden's, physical issues here that we see him going through, his mental issues, evidently, basically his fitness. And do you think this is going to be successful? I know that he'd love to debate Biden, but what do you think?
Well, Biden's not going to debate him, so I'll just kind of put that out there. I don't think Biden's going to debate anybody. Strange thing that I just read over on, and speaking about mental acuity, I just read over on Fox News that Biden apparently yesterday, when he walked up to some reporters, said that he didn't have a home to go to. Like, what? Because he's got two homes in Delaware, and he said he wasn't on vacation while he was at the beach. He says that he has no home that he can go to, and apparently the Secret Service is doing some upgrades or something, and they've been working on his primary residence in Wilmington to make it more secure, and that he has not spent a night in Wilmington in months. So I have no place to go home to in Delaware except here right now. Now, isn't that a little on the strange side? I mean,
very.
This guy can
very.
he can spend the night any place anywhere he wants to. So apparently, an Associated Press reporter asked if he was homeless, and I think that was actually a setup question. He said, no, I just have one home. I have a beautiful home. I'm down here for the day because I can't go home.
Well.
it's like, what?
Oh, well, and we got a comment here from Lauren, and good morning, Lauren. She says, Gina, that's Raimundo up there, just wants to be president. She doesn't care about the people. That's probably true from what I've heard. All right, hold that thought, you guys. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we roll along.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, we will take it right away. And this portion of the program, my conversations with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show, is being brought to you by Geico, G-E-I-C-O, the Geico mobile app. If you don't have it, download it. And if you're a Geico policyholder and you're waiting for them to come and check out the claim that you have, or maybe your car is flooded or something, whatever, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give you a phone number that you can call and expedite your claim, because you can do it on the phone, you can do it online, or you can do it in person when they come to you. So here's the deal. All right, here's the deal. 800-841-3000 is their number. 800-841-3000. If you're a Geico customer and you want to get service like tomorrow, because they won't be, I don't think they'll be around today, but then again, they might be. It's hard to say. This is a disaster of immense proportions, so they probably will be, so I'm going to guess that. 800-841-3000 for Geico. Call them up, and if you want to download the mobile app on your phone, it's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico mobile app, by going to geico.com and just download the app, and away you go. Okay. There you go. Now, let's go back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All right, let's go to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience. Hello.
Good morning.
All right, now we've got a couple callers on the line, so let me try caller number one, the first one that called in there. So here we go. Backgammon Bob, is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain.
Go for it.
I just wanted to ask you, yes, I just want to ask Denise, what she think the chances of Trump getting convicted, and if so, what will happen to him? Will they send him to jail? Will they? Anyway, that's it, Captain.
All right. Well, I think we've had that conversation before, Denise, but go ahead.
Well, he could get convicted. He could get convicted of state crimes, and that could be a problem for them on the state side. And chances of going to prison are slim to none. There would generally be some kind of a kind of like a sentence where you pay a fine and you have to do some other kind of nonsense, but I doubt it'd go to prison.
Okay. All right, we got one more caller here. Let me go over here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jeannie. I just called a little while ago.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I had something that might be considered to worthy of consideration with President Biden, and he won't go home if I understand what was said correctly.
Right.
He has a house on the beach.
Yep.
And I'm not sure whether he was staying on the beach in Rio, because I used to go there years ago.
He has a beach home.
Right. And he also has a home in an area in Wilmington, which I won't mention the name.
Mm-hmm.
But it was founded and developed by the DuPonts, and they have built actual palaces. One of their museum was one of the DuPonts estates.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in management at the Wilmington Country Club years ago, and they had 5,000 members, excuse me, and they were so conservative about who they let in that some of their children weren't even allowed to be members. If they did something that wasn't conservative, whatever the reason was,
mm-hmm.
and it could very well be he's being snubbed by the community.
Mm.
And I know they were very conservative. I worked with these people. I did their parties.
Okay.
I got to know them. I had to know them. But that might be something to consider.
All right. Well, let's find out.
He's feeling the brunt of right. being.
Let's find out from Denise. Denise, and thank you very much for your call. Thank you. Okay, Denise, do you know anything about that?
Well, I mean, country clubs years ago were all generally very, very exclusive and very selective about memberships. And,
sure.
I think that, that was the case, when it came to, really in a lot of people. But I think this whole comment yesterday is nuttier because he said he has no place to go to, which is just ridiculous.
It's not true. It can't be true. He's the president of the United States. He can go anywhere he wanted.
Well, that's it. I mean, he's got the White House for crying out loud.
Right.
He's got Camp David. He's obviously got Rehoboth.
Right.
So, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Maybe he was talking about Hunter, but Hunter just rented a house back, I think, in Malibu for almost $16,000 a month.
Yeah.
So he moved out of the White House. So I don't know. The whole thing is pretty bizarre.
Yeah, and he's got a detail right beside him. The Secret Service living in the house beside him.
Yep. Correct.
All right. Kyle, go ahead.
Well, Denise and Captain, if that had been said by some other president, especially a Republican president, they'd all be questioning and say, what's wrong with this person? Why,
yeah.
There's another reason why they need to resign or step down, that kind of stuff. But speaking of Republicans, Denise, we're hearing this now every couple of days about the 14th Amendment. Now you got Senator Tim Kaine coming out and talking about how this disqualifies Donald Trump. So obviously this is not going to happen anytime soon, but they keep trying to, put it out there as though it is going to happen. What do you think?
It's not going to happen. So, look, the New York Times is trying to keep Trump out. The Washington Post is, CBS, MSNBC, I mean,
yep.
they're on a colossal mission, and they're not gonna give up. Now, I would argue, let's just say for the sake of debate here, that Trump becomes president again, Do you think it's going to look any different during his four-year term this time than it did last time? The answer to that's no. They're gonna continue this. And I don't know if Adam Schiff's going to lead that charge, or you know Liz Cheney will rise up out of her legal ashes over there. You know what she's doing in a law firm. And lead the charge, but they're not gonna stop, period. I think Trump has actually inferred that he's really kind of out for blood if he becomes president again, that he's gonna, you know, clean up that mess. Well, you know, that sounds good. But what are you going to do about, you know, these people over in the House and in the Senate? You know, they're elected officials. Be prepared for incoming fire, ladies.
You know what I've noticed about the House and the Senate? There's a lot of new challenges that are showing up that are definitely, a lot of them are military, I'll say that to begin with. And they're challenging the incumbents, whether they're Democrat or Republican. And there could be some real changes on the horizon if people show up to vote.
Well, but that's not going to get rid of, somebody. It's not going to get rid of the people in the squad. We don't know what Adam Schiff is going to do. No,
it's dependent on what's your face, Dianne Feinstein. Right?
Well, yeah.
If she were to resign tomorrow, I wouldn't be surprised if he might not be appointed the senator temporarily.
Well, that's what he wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think he might get it. She's looking really bad lately.
Well, what's his face? Governor Newsom said he was going to appoint a woman. So, unless Adam Schiff wants to put on a skirt. he's not on the short list.
Maybe he'll go trans. There's a rumor we can start. Oh, geez. Unbelievable. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, Denise, you know, given the idea, and I think we're going to hit the break here real quick.
We are.
Who do the Democrats think could beat Donald Trump if it's not Joe Biden? Who do you think they'd really put up?
I have no idea except for Newsom, and he can't.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Denise. Thank you very much, and have a great Labor Day doing nothing but laboring.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Hey, Kyle, you hang on, folks. You're coming back with the Military and Veterans News Report here. Don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. We got plenty more to talk about.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Tens of thousands of people gathered for the Burning Man Festival remain stranded in the Nevada desert after storms swept through the area. Legendary singer Jimmy Buffett was battling a form of skin cancer at the time of his death, his website revealed. Buffett was 76. A teenage boy was shot and killed by police after he allegedly killed a police dog and pointed a gun at officers, CNN reported. It happened Saturday in a suburb of Atlanta. Five people charged in an Alabama riverfront brawl that drew national attention as white boaters fought with black riverboat crew members have pleaded not guilty to assault and disorderly conduct charges. At the movies, Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 scored big, $41 million to top the box office in its debut weekend. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It sure as heck is. And this edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. Now, Concerned Veterans for America, we have Jimmy T. Smith, the Florida State Director, on Thursdays on the program. And you can learn more about what their mission is all about and become a volunteer or contribute to them or do whatever you want, because they've got some new things going on in their scheme of things now. They are on their own. They're on their own, and they're doing what they do by themselves now. So I've been a member of Concerned Veterans for America since the first day I heard about them, because I thought it was a worthwhile group and I could help my brothers and sisters and some others along the way, and I have done just that and then some, because I've appeared at some of their events and I've promoted them and they promoted me. And oh, by the way, when we have our station event here in November with Sebastian Gorka and Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager and myself and Bill Bunkley and Roger P. Shulman and some of the other luminaries there, they're going to be there. Concerned Veterans for America is going to be sponsoring the meet and greet. So you're going to see them there, and I'll be pretty much hanging around with them. So Concerned Veterans for America, you can find out more about them by going to their website, cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. Go on over there and see what they have to offer. You'll be pleasantly surprised. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
That headline is now up on Fox that says that Biden says he has no home to go to as the Secret Service works to secure his primary residence. Think about that for a minute. And by the way, the headline to the article says cut adrift. Think of that for a minute. Is he even thinking clearly that he has no home to go home to?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of weird. It's, you know, we hear, you know, everybody knows someone who has a family member who's going through something where they say things that don't make a lot of sense, or they talk about things that happened 50 years ago as if they're happening right now, or making bizarre statements like this. And, you know, we don't know exactly what the president is suffering from, but, you know, people have elderly grandparents or, you know, that they've had similar experiences with. And this is what it kind of said to me when we first heard this tonight.
I was with some doctors yesterday, and the general consensus was dementia, that was part of it, or Alzheimer's, or both.
Right, exactly. And again, everything just gets amplified unbelievably so when you're talking about the President of the United States. You know, if he's not thinking clearly or is making these bizarre statements that are easily, you know, refutable, he's got several places to go, it's concerning.
And in order to get him to function properly, they've got him under heavy, heavy medication. Now, how are you going to make a lucid or clear decision when you're loaded up on dope?
Well, this goes to exactly the reason why it would not be surprising if Biden does not follow through to be the nominee at this
point. Sure, because sooner or later, the jig is up.
Right. In other words, they can't hide it. Even with the September 11th controversy, I think, Captain, again, they don't want Biden in a big remembrance ceremony or something like that. I think they want to tightly control anything he does on September 11th for fear that he'd say something.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, Kyle, but I'm going to make a prediction right now, right here on the radio for all to hear. I believe on September 11th of this year, he's going to make some stupid, off-the-wall comment that's going, everybody's just going to look at each other and go, wow.
He could go off script at any time. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yep. And it won't have any bearing with September 11th. It'll be, well, I remember my son who died in Iraq or whatever. You know, and that's just not true. He got cancer from whatever he got it from while serving in the military and then passed away. But something somewhere along the line will be said. I just don't know what it is. But it is what it is. Now, remember we talked last week about the Taliban saying that they had a signed mining contract worth some $6.5 billion in Afghanistan?
Right.
It's more than that. It's more than that.
Wow.
We're hearing now it's maybe as much as $9 or $10 billion, and it involves a couple more countries. We heard China, we heard Iran, we heard Turkey, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Then we heard Britain mentioned, remember?
Right.
Okay. There's another country involved in the mix. Who do you think it is?
Who is it?
North Korea.
Okay, no surprise
and
there.
And you know why? Because North Korea has the mining equipment.
Interesting.
They're using their mining equipment in Vietnam and Afghanistan to go after the rare minerals that are there right now. So they're in the mix.
And guess who's never going to get their hands on these minerals?
Us.
Right? That's right. And this is all huge. See, this isn't warfare with military weapons.
Nope.
This is warfare of a different nature, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And they're going to succeed at it because it's like when you play football. Somebody's got the football. Whoever's got the football is in charge of the game.
Well, exactly right. And this is why many times we focus on some of the more obvious things in the West here in terms of Russia, China, and what they're doing in Taiwan or Ukraine. But what's happening in different parts of the world, especially in this case, is going to have far-reaching consequences as we move through the next many years.
Now, we have a company out there called Saab. Now, I know Saab because they make cars. I'm very familiar with their vehicles. But Saab also has a military division that I did not know about. and they've made an artificial intelligence statement of intent by trying to buy a company called Blue Bear Acquisition. Now, their director, group managing director at Saab in the United Kingdom, told the media that the acquisition was part of a deliberate strategy to grow and expand business in Britain. But artificial intelligence?
Very interesting. Yeah, I perhaps for manufacturing, maybe design, research and development, this kind of thing. Perhaps that's what they're looking for.
Well, they're looking for complete control of something because artificial intelligence tells people what to do and how to do it, you know, when you ask them the right questions.
Right, yeah, or maybe able to formulate, as I said, designs or equations,
yep,
or solve problems like that, yes.
Well, I'll put you in charge of that. Now, there's no service that can fight on its own. We're talking about military. And the JADC2, that's JADC2, is demanding a move from self-sufficiency to interdependency. I'll explain. Now, making all domain operations a warfighting capability means integrating, fusing, and disseminating a sensor picture appropriate for a particular theater segment. And not all of them are able to do that. Consequently, the Mitchell Institute, the representative there, David Deptula, is saying that they are building a system that's going to work to do just that. And it's probably going to be through, here comes that word again, artificial intelligence.
Yeah, I don't doubt it at all. These systems may start to exponentially, for lack of a better term, start to exponentially improve or be augmented or evolve because of the introduction of AI.
Now, we have a big problem in the Indo-Pacific, and it happens to be the largest conundrum of them all. The Air Force still unsure how they're going to keep their forces supplied, our forces supplied over there. Are there enough planes to fly this stuff? Are there enough bases to land it? Are we going to have to be landing on aircraft carriers to get products delivered? I mean, what's going to go on here? And it's becoming quite the quite a complicated little situation right now because we've got so many forces. We've shifted over into the Pacific Ocean because of China.
That's right. Yes.
All right. Hold that thought. It's a holiday. I don't think Chris Markowski will be around today, and if he's not, then we're going to continue to move along. So don't go nowhere, no how. We got lots more to talk about on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. We'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern, always America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much. Jeff in Sarasota, that's who did that. And by the way, we'll see Jeff in Sarasota maybe Tuesday at Mission Barbecue or maybe Thursday, because it's the first Thursday of the month, down there at the Heritage Harbor Golf and Country Club with their nice lunch that they have down there. We're going to be down there for that lunch on Thursday. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. Now, Moss Acura is the high-class version of Moss Family Automotive with some great vehicles and some great deals for you. Now, they have the You Serve, You Save program. That affords active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you are currently on or off the job, but whether you're an EMS or firefighter or police officer, and church pastors too, are afforded great deals on the new and or certified pre-owned vehicles that they buy. Now, Moss Acura is located on North Ford Avenue here in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. So you can pull on in there and have the advantage of taking a look at Moss Acura. And if you want to take a look at the Nissans while you're there, you can do that too. Now remember, your vehicle always comes with Moss Care, free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And as I said, they have the You Serve, You Save program. So check them out online first. See what they have in the way of cars there, automobiles, at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, Acura.com. And always make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door a little wider for you and give you an opportunity that you wouldn't normally get. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You'll never guess who's on the phone.
Let me guess. Is it Iron Mike?
Ah, it is Iron Mike. Okay, Mr. Iron Mike, what's up?
Okay, on that Saab, they built a fighter jet called the Viggen, but they've replaced it with a new, faster one and really can carry a lot of different armament called the Gripen. And it's very competitive with other air forces. And they offered it to Canada with a deal where they'd build them in Canada. And that Prime Minister Dudley Do-Wrong turned it down. So that's the way it is. He doesn't want to spend 10 cents on the military. And you know, it's their health care. We're subsidizing it here.
Their health care?
Yes, because they're not spending 50% of the money revenue goes to health care in Canada. They can't afford without having some kind of a deductible. They can't afford to rebuild their military.
By the way, you know George the Godfather, right?
Yes, sir, the guy. Hell of a man.
He's saying good morning, but he's also saying something else. He says, good morning. Brandon, meaning Biden, Brandon will compare 9/11 to January 6th.
I can't wait.
Well, for those of us who were there September 11th in New York City, he's going to have himself a big old heap of argument because that's crap.
Well, I just hope the New York voters, New York City, basically voters, wisen up that their city's crumbling and the Democrats are just depreciating all these states.
This country has to wise up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just one other comment. I listened to the fellow that before you on the network because because it's a holiday. I actually got up early, uh-huh. And you know, I really, really respect his opinions, but he's dead sure that that Trump is going to make it all the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an entire possibility because right now George Stephanopoulos is tripping all over himself saying that he can't believe that the Republicans are supporting Donald Trump. He just can't believe it.
I don't know. I told you the other day they got the Democrats have 14 months to destroy themselves, and the Republicans got 14 months to rebuild it, get the country straight.
Well, they better hurry up and do something. But anyway, I'm going to let you go because we've got things to talk about. But thanks for the call, Iron Mike.
All right, bye.
See you on Tuesday. Okay. Iron Mike, and that was pretty good how you did that, Kyle.
Thanks. Well, we wanted to do something special for Iron Mike.
Yeah. Now, Ron DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, is honing in on the Democratic prosecutors and judges because of a couple of things that have happened. And why it matters is under the guidance of the Conservative Courts Commission, it's likely that courts in specific countries, or counties rather, will be cut down. Now, this would impact judicial elections, limiting the role of progressive judges and prosecutors in the state's judicial system, because so far to date, the governor has removed two prosecuting district attorneys, correct?
That's right.
And I expect to see some more. And he replaced some election supervisors when he first came into office. Remember that?
Yep.
And nationally, it's part of something that's going on because at least 17 states have introduced bills that would curb the power of progressive prosecutors. some would absolutely prohibit them from refusing to change certain offenses and other bills and checks to make it easier to remove problematic prosecution.
Well, this is one of the things that Governor DeSantis can focus on and can raise the awareness on and make into a viable campaign issue. And that is to say, we have all this crime going on, but if we're not going to prosecute the criminals when they're caught by law enforcement, well, what good is it all going to do? So that could be a real win for DeSantis.
Well, this all comes as DeSantis has already fired two George Soros-funded attorneys for refusing to prosecute certain crimes, and despite the Democratic backlash, the governor continues to crack down on progressive officials who are soft on crime in his state. And to that I say, way to go, Governor.
Yeah, and again, it demonstrates his resolve, you know, and we may see others do similar things, perhaps, but DeSantis is clearly going to be way ahead on this issue.
And this strategy will address not only the issues of soft-on-crime policies, but also the left-leaning courts that render biased decisions against political opponents. And by restructuring the state's legal system, DeSantis wants to ensure the progressive approach to the law will not happen in Florida.
Well, of course, and people, decent people all throughout the country, they're appalled at how crime is being now normalized everywhere.
And to that I have two words to say. Hear, hear. Attaboy.
Right.
Both of them apply. Put them wherever you want, right?
Well, but again, yeah, if people continue to see, and a lot of people might think, well, it doesn't happen in my neck of the woods. It doesn't happen in my area.
Bet.
Well, that's right. See, it's spreading out throughout the country, and I think, Captain, it's even by design to a great degree because, again, you know, who in their right mind says we're not going to prosecute criminals? I mean, this is crazy time.
And again, remember one thing here that we said earlier, folks, and that was that, and I'm rounding this off right now, 41% believe that Joe Biden is doing a good job running the country. 54% believe he's not. Now, that's significant.
Yeah.
That's a difference of 13%, Kyle, and that's significant.
Yeah, he's getting underwater in that sense, and I would perchance to think that the numbers really are worse than that for Joe Biden.
And if we can hold that, Kyle, if we can hold those numbers where they're at or make them worse for Joe Biden, he will lose the election should he decide to run, and we will take not only the House back, or keep it rather, but we'll take the Senate back. Watch and see.
That's right. And why do you think they would want to get Biden off the ticket? Just for that reason.
We know why. Okay. I'll be right back. You hold that thought, Kyle. Folks are coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Monday morning. And oh, yeah, in case somebody didn't tell you, it's Labor Day. But we're laboring along anyway. Don't worry about it. We're having a good time doing it and bringing some laughs along, too. We'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.